WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He wrote to the president requesting an emergency disaster declaration for Kentucky due to a bad storm and flooding, says Governor Andy Beshear. He says the declaration would make federal funding available to affected areas. Parts of Kentucky could get 8 inches of rain, forecasters say. Sources tell ABC News that the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season as part of Elon Musk's government efficiency efforts. Also fired under the Musk operations, Hannah Hickman, senior litigation counsel, and other employees at the Consumer Financial Protection Board. She says they were all notified it was performance-based, but without the due process mandated by law.
That's what they're required to do. They can't just terminate employees without a reason. It's one of the protections that exists for civil servants, specifically to prevent this kind of thing from happening.
The federal judge is temporarily putting those Consumer Protection Board firings on hold. This is ABC News. Top Trump administration officials, including Secretary of State Rubio, will head to Saudi Arabia in days to start peace talks with Russia to end the war in Ukraine, say sources familiar with the matter. Ukrainian President Zelensky warning that his country, as well as the rest of Europe, may not be able to depend on the U.S. ABC's Lama Hassan.
The phone call between President Trump and President Putin and this potential one-on-one talks also is contributing to the shift in the relationship. Zelensky said that Ukraine, as well as Europe, should have a seat at the table when decisions about Europe are being made.
When Treasury Secretary Bessent was in Ukraine this week, he presented to Ukrainian officials a proposal for the U.S. to own half of the revenue from Ukraine's rare earth minerals, that according to a U.S. official. A man whose wife was killed by a hippopotamus during a safari in Zambia is suing the U.S. company that arranged the trip. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Small town daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do. Boy,
that low down. Small town, daughter of a circus clown. Breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that's like John, club-footed, don't belong. He's gone down in the first degree. It ain't right, it happened that night. No.
It is Saturday night, and already we've had so much local stuff, and it continues in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings starts tonight's show, and they are live at the Red Rooster on March 29th with Between the Howls. This hour of local music that is new, fresh, and loud is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown areas. Search Doughboy Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-367. 3017. Can you believe spring is almost here? And with spring comes Fat Tuesday on March 4th. You can celebrate with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon. This is Outstanding by the Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Element on Max Inc. Radio. See them live with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band at the High Noon Saloon on March 4th. Yep, that's Fat Tuesday. Next up in the After Hours is Alex White and Friends. This is Rag to Riches in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Make a beeline for the coast. never get so low. One too many 4 a.m.s. Guess the someday came and went. Far too long ago. Maybe we'll find one day GPs through the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico.
Listening to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline. Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's after hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. Radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me.
but it must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, 'cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. And it's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, there's nothing I could do. I was so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. So long since I've seen your face, I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Purple.
Rock Concent, and then the Jimmies. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. And yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmies at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run, now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking his toll on all of us. Don't be fooled, no one will be saved. No, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Southern down on a blue highway. My baby knows.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know. Where you going? With a mouth full of words, what in the world do you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Eggs boosting consumer costs, helping raise inflation. A dozen selling for 10 bucks in some areas.
Stores including Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Whole Foods, and Kroger now limiting how many cartons of eggs customers can buy.
ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. Some restaurants adding egg surcharges for breakfast, bird flus, forced slaughter of hens. Investigators sifting through the wreckage inside a closed I-80 highway tunnel in Castle Rock, Wyoming. Smoke, hazardous chemicals, structural concerns prevented them from determining how many people may have died in a fiery pileup Friday. Under Elon Musk's government efficiency moves, sources telling ABC News 15,000 IRS workers facing potential termination as early as next week. Employees who do not work directly on processing tax filings. Flood warnings in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas from torrential rain. This is ABC News. An out.